Fred Stocking died recently. Most of you are probably wondering, who is Fred Stocking? Well, at Williams College in Massachusetts, he was loved by students for over 40 years, students including NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty.
I remember sitting in Shakespeare class, basking in my good luck. The wait list was nearly 100 people, but here I was, a new student at Williams College, watching the legendary Fred Stocking in action. Dr. Stocking was a year shy of retirement, lean and meticulous, with a bow tie and thick white hair. He lived Shakespeare, doting on Puck, thundering through Hamlet, and lifting our gaze from the crass pursuit of A's to the beauty of weathered truths. He encouraged me to make writing my career, and then unwittingly shaped that career. It happened when I asked him a random question: how do you determine a student's grade? Well, he said, I add up the grades for the essays, the quizzes, the midterm, and the final. I average them out. Then I consult my stomach. Consult my stomach. No three words have influenced or haunted me more. As a reporter, I try to apply Dr. Stocking's stomach test. Is the story I'm telling not just accurate, but honest? I've failed more times than I like, but that standard has marked the north on my compass for the past quarter century. I lost touch with Dr. Stocking for 20 years, but 8 years ago we began exchanging letters every few months. So when I was invited to give a talk for our 25th reunion 3 years ago, I asked my 91-year-old former professor to introduce me. It was a rainy afternoon. The auditorium was packed. The crowd hushed as Fred Stocking walked tentatively across the stage, clutched the podium, and leaned into the microphone.
My name is Fred Stocking.
It was like a schmaltzy Disney movie. The place went wild.
Thank you very much. You've already guessed that I'm retired and a one-time professor of English.
Afterwards, dozens of middle-aged alums, now doctors, economists, and lawyers, lined up to shake Fred's hand. You were my favorite professor, one would say. Another, you made me care about ideas. As for me, Fred's letters became a roadmap for growing old well. He began painting at 80, taking lessons every Tuesday. At 91, he played Gonzalo in The Tempest at the community theater. When his body began to fail, he watched the process with a sort of bemused attachment. At his 94th birthday party, Fred demonstrated his new motorized stair chair lift by waving like the Queen as he purred up and down the stairs. And later, he performed his favorite Broadway song. As Fred's body shut down, he leaned all the more on his mind. It was a sort of tit-for-tat with age. You take away my driver's license, I'll read the new biography of Shakespeare. You dim my vision, I'll listen to books on tape. When I sent him an early draft of my book, he sent back a 7-page critique, musing on the limits of scientific inquiry, the flaws of religious doctrine, and the nature of death. Fred approached his own death clinically. I can accept God as an idea, but not as a fact, he wrote, and he was even more skeptical of the afterlife. In early July, I flew up to Williamstown, Massachusetts, for what I knew would be my final visit. Fred lay on his bed, as faded as his sheets. He said he wasn't sad about dying. I asked him if he thought that his consciousness might survive death. I thought, with death around the corner, he might have warmed up to the afterlife. He looked at me keenly, as if to say, I may have grown old, but I haven't gone soft. What's wrong with mystery? He asked. Then he cleared his throat. It's been a privilege knowing you, he said, and I burst into tears. Fred patted my hand. I'll live on in your memory, he said. It's the best kind of immortality.
NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty, her college professor Fred Stocking, died in July. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.